236. Former Football Glory. For one season in the National Football League, I was in the zone. It's not one of those things that you can explain. That one year as a running back with the Miami Dolphins, I was zigzagging past defenders almost effortlessly. I had zest and pizzazz. I had a wry sense of humor that the press just loved. Then, after that season, it was like I couldn't play anymore. I don't know what happened. I knew I wasn't my usual zealous self. The zeal I had previously possessed for football was gone. I didn't hate it. I just wasn't in love with the game anymore. The zenith of my career came and went like a lightning bolt. At one time, just the mention of football produced a smile on my face. Later, the best I could do was yawn. After two more years in the NFL, in which I yielded no memorable performance at all, I quit and went back home. I suppose I could have wrung my hands and cried, letting out a big yelp of depression, but that wouldn't have helped anything. I was lucky in that I had made some good money during the 3 years I spent as a professional athlete. I wasn't stupid like some guys. They spent all the money even before it arrives. I wasn't going to do that. I had my mother to take care of. She took care of me when I was young by stringing together bits of yarn to make mittens for children. She looked after me dearly and always encouraged my football career. She was the yolk at the center of our family's egg. It was now time for me to take care of her in her old age. I bought her a nice house in a rural area by some beautiful mountains. She loves it, and so do I. We live a simple life. It's a long way from the fame of glory of the NFL, but I'll take it. Sure, sometimes I yearn for my glory days on the gridiron, but I know that will never be again. I can be happy that I at least made a wrinkle, however small, in the world of professional sports. I'll always be mentioned in the history books, and that's good enough for me.